Well, it's lovely for you to join us this morning. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us come before the God of our salvation, offering him our praise and glory. Let us join the angel standing around the throne as we offer ourselves in worship to God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast. Not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. He lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall we be made alive. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
And the first reading this morning comes from Revelation 7, 9 to 17. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne, before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where do they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they that have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He shall refresh my soul and guide me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, excuse me, and my cup shall be full. Surely goodness and loving mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. O God, our sovereign and shepherd, who brought again your Son, Jesus Christ, from the valley of death, comfort us with your protecting presence and your angels of goodness and love, that we may also come home and dwell with him in your house forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and evermore shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
And our second reading today comes from John 10, verses 22 to 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were gathered there around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today, we continue with our second reading from Revelation. Before coming to this passage, we need to understand the context. This is a vision given to John by Jesus. Last week, we heard of John's vision of the worship of God and the Lamb. John sees the Lamb opening the first six of seven seals on the scroll. The scroll, if you remember, represents God's purposes. If the seals are never broken, then God's plan to defeat evil will never happen. The scroll contains God's purposes for history, but the seven seals prevent the full disclosure and enactment of its contents. Someone has to be found who is worthy enough to open the scroll and break the seals. And there is no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who has sufficient authority to unveil and implement God's secret agenda, apart from the Lamb who was slain. Only he is worthy to break open the seals. past, present, and future interweave in these visions. The Lamb who was slain has already accomplished God's purposes. Think back to that well-known incident in Luke at the beginning of Jesus's earthly ministry, when he went to the synagogue, unrolled the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, reading out loud the words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then, when he had finished reading, Jesus announced, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled." And then Luke tells us that all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming out of his mouth. At that point, scripture has been fulfilled, but not yet fully accomplished. There is an eternal gospel to proclaim to every nation and tribe and language and people. Revelation 14:6. After the sixth seal is opened, the physical foundations of creation are rattled. Destruction is unleashed, and the souls of the faithful cry out, "How long?" and "Who is able to stand?" When John gets to that point in his vision, he stops for a moment. The emphasis changes from suffering and destruction to the glories of the future. This is the church in heaven. It is the church triumphant. Those who have been faithful to death are no longer crying out, "How long?" but are before God's throne, worshipping night and day. John sees a countless multitude. It is an international, multiracial, multilingual throng of people. It is impossible to count. If you are ever tempted to think that the church is dwindling population, that there aren't many of us left who believe, and that we are doing this on our own, be encouraged and think about the church triumphant in heaven. John is giving us a glimpse of the way things are to be. Imagine this throng. The people John sees are wearing white robes and are carrying palm branches. A robe is a significant piece of clothing in the Bible. It is not just a piece of material, but it reveals something about the person who is wearing it. It shows their status. Remember the prodigal son. When he returns home, he is given a new robe, not because his old one was dirty and smelly and in tatters. He was given a new robe to show he had been forgiven and restored. As the old chorus goes, "I am covered over with a robe of righteousness that Jesus gives to me." Believers wear a white robe of purity and they carry palm branches. Paradoxically, the robes they wear are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. It is the blood of the Lamb, the death of Jesus, that washes us clean. It is the blood of Jesus that purifies us. It is the blood of Jesus that makes us holy. It is the blood of Jesus that saves us. The palm branch is a sign of victory. Waving palms was a sign of victory and joy after war. "Hosanna," the crowd shouted as Jesus entered Jerusalem in triumph. Jesus, the Lamb who was about to be slain. Then the multitude worship, praise, and extol God and the Lamb for the gift of salvation. Hosanna to the God who saves us. How vital is it that we praise and thank God for the salvation and new life and victory he gives us through Jesus. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. Then all the heavenly beings join in with the singing and worship. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might to be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We need never be stuck with what to say when we praise and worship God. These words should be ready on our tongues and in our voices. They should spill out of us as we praise and worship. Our worship, our praise, our thanks are part of who we are as the people of God. Why is it then that worship can often be such a contentious issue for us, when it is the very thing that should bring us life? We will be worshipping for eternity. And then John's vision brings us words of comfort. As the believers stand before the throne of God and worship him and serve him day and night, the one who sits on the throne will shelter them. He will protect them. And as the word shelter can also mean, God will dwell with them. In other words, God's presence, his Shekinah, his glory will remain with them. No one will want for anything. Hunger and thirst will have gone. Protection from the destructive, scorching heat of the sun will be unnecessary. Why? Because the Lamb is with them, and the Lamb is also their shepherd. The shepherd leads his people to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. What other response is there to this vision than to give thanks to the one who has saved us and who provides all we need? Who is able to stand when confronted with such a sight? Those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. With this vision in mind and these words of praise on their lips, the persecuted church of the first century was able to move forward, encouraged by the vision of joy they had received. And so should we. We have a vision and a hope for the future, for eternity. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen.
And now we turn to our prayers of intercession. Gracious God, it's our privilege to pray for your world and for your people. We pray for those who are in the news today, whether willingly or not. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our church community, our life together in Christ, and our witness to the world. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those who we've met or talked to or have some important issue to face. Especially we pray for the dilemmas faced by our own family and friends. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those coping with stress at work, at home, or in life generally, feeling the world is a dark place. Especially we pray for those who are unwell. And we pray for Jax, Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kath, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Stephen, Margaret, and Dave. And for those who have recently bereaved, Eileen Sorder, Bob Ogden, and Else Horsey. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those who are waiting for something important, a birth, a job, a visit, a hospital appointment, a word of forgiveness. Especially we pray for those who are longing for love and friendship and a way out of loneliness. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Father, good shepherd to us all, every person we have mentioned in our hearts is known and loved by you. We entrust them to you in confidence and hope, knowing that you will use our prayers for their healing and well-being. For we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is alive forever with you and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And the collect for today. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the blessing. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to us who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower us and fill us with Christ's peace. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us this day and always. Amen. Amen. And we say together, God of all our coming in and our going out, of our past, present, and our future, help us to trust you, your promises, to find springs of the water of life and to share that with others, that tears may be wiped from every eye, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.